management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast or live internet simulcast today, June 30, 2007. And hello to those of you listening to an internet rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, or possibly Wednesday or Thursday this week. The link for that is on my site. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial and simulcast on an international internet station. To call into the program, call 866-909-9855 or send emails during the show to wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, my guest was Eugene Richardson, Tuskegee Airman, recipient of the Congressional Gold Medal of Honor, dear friend, and very much into alternative medicine. At that show's end, we discussed the herb fennel and the asana bhujangasana. If you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the Seventh Wave link to hear the show. For appointments with me or for general information, call 610-660-7710. My guest today is Dan Stradford, founder of Safe Harbor and the Alternative Mental Health Organization. These are resources for those seeking information about alternative ways of addressing mental health issues. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb fennel and the asana, bhujangasana. Actually, I don't think that's correct. It's fenugreek, and the asana is dhurnarasana, unless, of course, we have time for the ujjayi. I like to do the ujjayi, but sometimes we just don't have enough time, people. But anyway, now it's time for our wellness news. Alzheimer's Disease Health Center. Mental stimulation may cut Alzheimer's. Challenging the brain regularly may help prevent Alzheimer's disease, even late in life, by Miranda Hitti. This is WebMD Medical News, and it was reviewed by Louise Chang, MD. June 27, 2007. You've heard of physical activity. Get ready for cognitive activity, which means challenging your brain, much like physical activity challenges your muscles. Regular cognitive activity may help prevent Alzheimer's disease, according to a study published in the Journal of Neurology's Advanced Online Edition. The researchers included Robert S. Wilson, Ph.D., who works in Chicago at Rush University's Rush Alzheimer's Disease Center. Wilson and colleagues studied 775 older Chicagoans, average age 80, for up to 5 years. None of the elders had Alzheimer's disease or other forms of dementia when the study began. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia in older adults, but it's not a normal part of the aging process. Upon enrolling in the study, participants got checkups and had their memory and other mental skills tested. They also completed a survey about their current and past cognitive activities. Quote, items included activities like reading a newspaper, playing games like chess or checkers, visiting the library, or attending a play, end quote, Wilson's team writes. They also noted their physical and social activities, income at age 40, and parents' education levels. Participants repeated the mental skills tests every year. Brain benefits. During the study, 90 participants developed Alzheimer's disease. Those who got frequent cognitive activity were about 40% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease than those with little or no cognitive activity. Wilson's team didn't stop there. They reasoned that cognitive activity might be a marker for other traits, such as higher income, more education, and social or physical activity. So the researchers analyzed the data again with those factors in mind. The findings held, that is, cognitive activity appeared to benefit everyone, regardless of other factors. Current cognitive activity was particularly important. Past cognitive activity wasn't enough to stave off Alzheimer's disease, the study suggests. However, the study doesn't prove that cognitive activity prevents Alzheimer's disease, and it doesn't blame Alzheimer's disease on insufficient mental stimulation. All of the elders in Wilson's study showed some disease in their scores, some decrease in their scores in their annual mental skills tests. Those declines were less steep for cognitively active participants. Okay, so exercise your brain, folks. Okay, as I said earlier, our guest today is Dan Stratford. He's the president and founder of the Los Angeles-based Safe Harbor, the nation's leading nonprofit organization for non-drug mental health education. After a highly successful career in business, Dan went into semi-retirement at the age of 44 to create Safe Harbor, which sponsors the world's largest website on non-drug approaches for mental health. As a young boy, Dan witnessed his father's severe mental decline, which seemed to be worsened by shock therapy and drug treatments. Finding that safer mental health treatments existed, often leading to recovery, but were not well known, Dan dedicated Safe Harbor to researching these safe approaches and educating the public about them. Safe Harbor is an independent organization supported by public funds and is backed by an international board of advisors from the fields of medicine and sociology. Safe Harbor chapters exist in Los Angeles, Boston, New York, Maryland, and New Mexico. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's good to be with you, Parthenia.
Now, where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, right now. I didn't know if you were in some other part of the world for some particular reason. Well,
not
good
today.
For you. Now, Dan, tell us something about what drew you toward mental health concerns, I guess leading with your youth growing up and all of that.
It certainly did start with my father because he was a really boisterous man and just a great storyteller. That's what I remember from him when I was about 3 or 4 years old, and a lot of fun. And there was a day when I just waited for him to come home, and my mom finally told me he's not coming home today. And it was when he did come home, he was an absolute mess. He couldn't remember stories anymore, bedtime stories. He had had shock treatments, and he had been heavily medicated. Mm. And my father really never recovered from that. Throughout my youth, I could never tell what was from the mental problem and what was from the treatment.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. because the treatments can be sometimes rougher than the problem, the original problem, you know. And so I felt, and then there were other people in my family who had mental disorders and mental troubles, and I just would see them go through these horrific treatments and began to wonder, there's got to be a better way than this. And I found out that there were. So when I became older, I was always interested in this, always looking at medical journals and that sort of thing. So when I became older, I thought, you know, this information really needs to be disseminated. And thank God for the internet, because mm-hmm. these days there is a way to get this information out. There's a lot of approaches. There are many people, thousands of people, who have recovered from severe mental problems, suicide issues, severe psychoses, whatever diagnosis you want to name, schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, severe mm-hmm. depression. They do recover, and I hear from these. That's one of the great joys of my job these days, is I get to hear from these people how they've gotten better.
Well, before we get into all of that, what inspired you to formalize your interest into an organization like Safe Harbor to benefit so many people?
Well, I would have to say it was my father, because he finally, a few years after I started Safe Harbor, he actually passed away, but I just watched his decline and his suffering. He was a good man. You know, he was a genuinely decent-hearted man. He was a devout Christian. He really cared for his family. But he was so debilitated by the medication that he was on that he couldn't really do anything. He couldn't mm-hmm. carry out the duties of his life. And this really tormented him as an individual. And I thought, I would like to know if there are other ways that people can get around this. And also, I missed him as a father growing up. I didn't have that father. He tried to be a father figure, but we just couldn't be involved. So I just when I got older, I just thought that would be terrific if there were other ways of helping people. Not only that, but more effective ways. The treatments that I saw in him and in other people in my family were not really helping them very much. They kind of just kept them in a state of dullness, you might say. You know? So that's what inspired me to really get going on it.
Okay, and what is the connection, so I get it clear, between Safe Harbor and AlternativeMentalHealth.com?
Safe Harbor is the founder. We sponsor that website. It's
okay.
It's the world's largest website on non-drug treatment for mental health. And so I set that up because I realized that we have alternative medicine, but nobody would offer any alternatives in the area of mental health, you know. Actually, a lot of people were offering it. People like yourself, for example, you know, but there was no particular name for that field. So I thought, well, we need a name for this field so people realize that it's out there.
And how did you come up with the beautiful name Safe Harbor? I just love that name.
Well, I think in all the people that I dealt with, actually, when I was in college, I worked in a psychiatric ward, too, for about 3 years. And so one of the things that I always saw is that these people who suffer are so much in turmoil. And they need a place that's where, or they need a resource that is safe. So often they are given medication that actually makes them feel even worse, or that kind of adds to their problems. It's not that medication is, you know, is awful completely. It can be extremely helpful for a lot of people, but it's also for many it causes more trouble. You know, and so they're not really people with mental disorders. Are commonly seeking some kind of safe approach. Mm-hmm. They're seeking safety. They're already overwhelmed. And so I thought that's what I want to offer these people.
Okay, we're coming on break. And you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, or call for appointments at 610-687-6184. To hear us live on the Internet, click the Seventh Wave Network link on my site. We'll be back with Dan Stratford, founder of Safe Harbor and the Alternative Mental Health .com organization or website. These are resources for those seeking information about alternative ways of handling mental health issues.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. The answer to last week's AltMed trivia item was that, according to the USA Commission for Alternative and Complementary Medicines, $17 billion was spent by Americans on traditional remedies in 2000. Now, today's ultimate trivia item is, according to the World Health Organization, again, in China, traditional herbal preparations account for from 10 to 30%, 30 to 50%, or 60 to 70% of their total medicinal consumption. Which is it, 10 to 30, 30 to 50, or 60 to 70? Call 866-909-9855. Today, we're talking with Dan Stratford, founder of Safe Harbor and the AlternativeMentalHealth.com organization or website. I keep saying organization. These are resources for those seeking information about alternative ways of addressing mental health issues. Dan, why do you think it is that people have such a hard time or are so sensitive to this topic of, you know, trying to deal with mental health issues in alternative ways? They don't respond that way when it comes to cancer or any other ailment, but for some reason they're really very sensitive about this.
Well, you mean about whether or not they should take that approach or use an alternative treatment approach?
Yes, it seems, you know, it just causes a lot of anxiety in people when you make a suggestion that, you know, mental health issues can be addressed in different ways.
Well, I have to tell you, my personal belief, and just from this is from what I see, is that there's sort of been an indoctrination over the last three decades about the use of medication in mental health. Well, it's been going on for more than probably about, it's been going on for five decades, but particularly heavy in the last 25, 30 years. That this is the only thing that will really help mental disorders and mental problems, and this is just so far from true that it's kind of, when you really understand it, it's amazing. But I think they've been so indoctrinated that and so have physicians. I talk to many psychiatrists and other doctors who tell me this, that this is what they're taught over and over again, and that the only way out is through medication. And so they're very unlikely, or they're very hesitant, I should say, to try other approaches. When there are many other approaches, when you really start looking, there are many other options out there besides medication. But it's very, the drug companies invest a lot of money in pushing their products, and so that is what people hear. That is the side that people hear constantly, is that this pill is good for depression. I don't mean to say that all use of psychiatric medication is bad, because there are times, you know, for certainly at least for temporary suffering, they're really miraculous and they can save lives, you know. But when you start leaving people on these products for year after year after year without any effort to find out what's really wrong with the person, that's when there are serious consequences. In fact, a report came out last year, which is the most disturbing report I've seen in my entire tenure at Safe Harbor. It's been known for over a century that people with serious mental problems tend to die about 12 years earlier than the average person. But since the early 1990s, that gap of 12 years, dying 12 years earlier, has increased and increased, you know, year after year. We are now seeing that the mentally ill are dying 25 years earlier than the average person. This is an absolute nightmare. And one of the main reasons this is going on is because they are being put on medications that are damaging to their health. They're physically damaging their health, physical health. And so that's just one very big reason why there needs to be these alternatives need to be known and used. And fortunately, psychiatry is starting to understand. One of the big things that they are starting to understand is the use of omega-3 or fish oils. You know, that's very popular in other treatments. But right now, it's also it's well known for the use of depression in psychiatry, and it's becoming used also for the use of for the treatment of bipolar disorder. So they're slowly coming on, but they're, again, the influence of the drug markets is very heavy in psychiatry, very heavy.
You know, something else that popped in my mind, it could also be that patients feeling so help, well, I want to say embarrassed or so stigmatized by the behavior that they exhibit at times, they may hope that it's something that has to be handled with something very drastic, you know, that it's that the things that they exhibit or the behaviors they exhibit are not easy to handle. When we think of nutrition and when we think of diet, we think of those as, oh, well, those are just so easy to do. They're not that easy to do, and a lot of times they certainly do make major changes in behavior. But I think sometimes we want to justify, we want to utilize something that harsh. A patient may want to utilize something that harsh to alter that behavior to support the fact that that is not them or that, you know what I'm saying?
I totally understand what you're saying, and there certainly is truth to that. That's why sometimes patients are very happy to hear that they have a diagnosis.
Right.
You know, for example, they're told, well, you have bipolar disorder, and even though that really does nothing for them, because it doesn't relieve their symptoms to be told that, but it does give them the idea, oh, there's something wrong with me. I always knew there was something wrong with me, mm-hmm. that kind of a thing.
Well, now, before we get into sort of, because I want to go over some of the list, the long list of services and information that you provide, especially through your website.
But
before we get there, are there some treatments you want to highlight or some research that has shown that certain things are helpful and beneficial in addressing psychosocial issues?
Absolutely. There are the main thing we always recommend is to get a full physical examination, because about 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 major mental issues is contributed to heavily or even directly caused by a medical issue, just a simple medical issue. There are 200 medical problems, for example, that can cause depression. The big one, of course, is the thyroid. In fact, the American Endocrinological Society. I'm sure I mispronounced that one. The endocrinologists, they recommend that the thyroid be checked with anyone who is in a state of depression. And because the thyroid regulates metabolism, when it's slow, it causes you to feel low. There are many issues that can cause depression, for example, and even some that are not recognized by the medical world, such as candida, as you're probably very familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause severe depression in some people. And so medical issues are one thing, and then there are nutritional issues. There are about 3 or 4 or 5 basic nutritional issues that can cause even psychotic behavior. One thing you have to watch for is, of course, blood sugar issues. Now, that's not necessarily going to cause psychosis, but it is very common, actually, in people with bipolar disorder to have hypoglycemia. And these people have to watch their sugar and carb intake, and eat well and take care of themselves, because they can actually get really terribly upset and agitated and depressed if they don't if they have too much sugar roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into there are about 3 metabolic problems. I can't go into them too deeply over the radio because they take some discussion. But
mm-hmm.
One is there's an ailment called pyroluria, and this is caused by the blood. When the blood cells are recycled in the body, they let off the process lets off a product called pyrroles, and pyrroles come out in the urine, usually in very small quantity. But some people have a defect in that process, and they create a lot of pyrroles. And the problem with this is that pyrroles, as they come through the body and out in the urine, they bond with B6, vitamin B6, and they bond with zinc. And so for these individuals who create too many of these, it strips B6 and zinc out of the body. Both of these are very critical nutrients to normal brain function.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people can have, they can be psychotic if it's too bad. I mean, it's actually not uncommon for people to be diagnosed with bipolar or even schizophrenia when they actually have pyroluria. It's mm-hmm. what's called pyroluria. And this is very treatable. You just take B6 and zinc and a couple of other supporting nutrients. And then there are a couple of other metabolic problems, which you can learn about on our website. We have a lot of articles on this. that are treatable with nutrients. There was some wonderful work done in the 1960s by a psychiatrist by the name of Dr. Carl Pfeiffer. And in fact, there's a clinic in, it's a nonprofit clinic near Chicago called the Pfeiffer Treatment Center.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was not for profit. That's nice.
Absolutely. And in fact, their chief scientist, Dr. William Walsh, he and I have consulted many, many times, and he's a brilliant, brilliant man. I'm just amazed at what he can do. But they have treated thousands. I think they're probably up to about 20,000 people now. Looking for these underlying metabolic problems like pyroluria that I just discussed. And another common problem is what they call, well, Dr. Pfeiffer called it histamine issues. Basically, some people have too much histamine in their body and some people have too low a histamine. But there's actually, I won't go into the biochemical stuff about it, but they call it something a little different these days.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is that they just need more. Some people, for example, need some of the B vitamins more. They need more niacin, or they need more B12 and a few other things. And other people need the opposite of that to keep their histamine in a normal range. And these people recover. I've talked to many, many people who actually get a lot better. Either they're completely off medication, or many people I spoke to are completely off medication, or they're reduced to such small amounts that you wouldn't even think that little small amount would be effective, but it's just enough to keep them stable, you know.
Well, now, do you know your disclaimer well enough to share it now, or would you like me to read your website disclaimer?
Go ahead and read the website disclaimer.
Okay. It says, the information for this website is for educational purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of physicians or healthcare practitioners. It is also not intended to diagnose or prescribe treatment for any illness or disorder. Anyone already undergoing physician-prescribed therapy should seek the advice of his or her doctor before reducing the dosage or stopping such treatment.
Absolutely. This just because we're talking about this freely over the radio does not mean this is not serious business.
Oh, right.
You're dealing with somebody's mind. You're talking about something that's has a potent impact on their lives. And people who are suffering are often their judgment is often impacted as well. So it can be very difficult to do these kind of things on your own.
Now we have a caller, one of our regular callers, Lewis from New York. Good morning, Lewis. You have a question for Mr. Stratford?
Yes. I'm concerned. Is it true that there is an alternative treatment for people, suffering from bipolar conditions and using lithium?
Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead, Mr. Stratford.
Yes, there are a number of alternative treatments for bipolar disorder. One that comes quickly to mind is there's a group that originated in Canada. You can find their information at truehope.com, truehope.com. There was a formula that was developed in the 90s. This man had, his wife committed suicide. She had,
excuse me one second. Lewis, can you turn the television down in the background?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
This man, his wife committed suicide, and she had bipolar symptoms. And she had 10 children. She left him with 10 children,
my word.
No mom.
My Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. And he had two children who were starting to manifest the same symptoms. And so he got to talking with it's a long story, but they developed this nutrient based on pig feed because they found that there was a certain level of nutrients they gave to pigs to keep them from acting kind of wild. And they, what they call, pigs start pulling each other's ears, biting each other's ears and tails. And so they give them nutrients to stop this. And so they've known for years that this works, and so they started giving these same nutrients to people, and sure enough, the bipolar symptoms started diminishing in his daughter. She writes a wonderful success story today. It's just the most beautiful story to hear. So they're very effective in helping people recover from bipolar symptoms. There's a similar product at a website called quietminds.us. I make no money off of this. I'm just here to help people know what's out there.
Quiet Mind.
Quiet Minds, plural, .us.
Quiet Minds, .us.
Yeah, and the other one is TrueHope.com. There are a few other products similar to that. They are definitely helpful, and they help you. They actually help people wean off the medication they're on. That's one of the functions that they do.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, very good. Thank you, Lewis, for calling in this morning, and I look forward to hearing from you again next weekend.
Oh, marvelous.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay, it's time for break here. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Mangosteen, that wonderful immune system builder. Now, Mangosteen contains xanthones, an incredibly potent antioxidant with many health benefits ranging from maintaining healthy immune system protection to promoting joint flexibility. And there's a link for that on my website, www.amtherapies.com. And we'll be back with Dan Stratford, founder of Safe Harbor and AlternativeMentalHealth.com. These are resources for those seeking information about alternative ways of handling mental health issues. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Next week, July 7, 2007, my guest will be Flip Flippin, author of The Flip Side. Break free of the behaviors that hold you back. That was a New York Times and USA Today bestseller. At that show's end, we will discuss the herb Fever Few and the Asana Adho Mukha Virksasana. Now we're talking with Dan Stratford, founder of Safe Harbor and the AlternativeMentalHealth.com website. And these are resources, as I said earlier, for those seeking information about alternative ways of handling mental health issues. Dan, let's sort of go over the things that you offer on your... First, let's give the website address if they haven't picked up on it already.
Yeah, it's AlternativeMentalHealth.com.
Okay, see, that's nice and easy. All right, now, on your website, you list, you have a guide which lists the different things that people can access through a link on your site. First of all, you have a list of doctors and practitioners. Can you just give us an overview of what that list entails?
Yeah, this is a list of doctors and physicians, and we have also chiropractors, acupuncturists, nutritionists, and non-MD-type practitioners on there, psychologists such as yourself, who use non-drug approaches to correcting mental issues. Our main focus is on treating the physical issues that underlie most mental issues that simply won't resolve. When mental issues really won't resolve, usually there's a physical component underlying it, and these practitioners address those things. We created this directory, actually, because of a woman in Canada who was diagnosed with schizophrenia in her 30s, completely psychotic for about 7 months, and her husband could not get a doctor who would just simply give her a physical examination. They would look at her and say, well, she has schizophrenia. Why does she need a physical examination? And so finally, she had a wonderful test in the alternative medicine field called an organic acids test. It's a urine test. And they found that this woman had apparently been exposed to some extreme toxic substance, and no one knew what it was, but it completely depleted something called glutathione in her system. And so she was put on glutathione supplementation, and within a month, this woman was completely normal again. And so we realize at this point that that people need to be able to find doctors. And fortunately, he found a doctor in Vancouver who was able to treat her and bring her back, but her husband did. And so we realized we need to have a list, a directory of doctors around the country and other practitioners who people can resort to. And this is probably one of the most heavily used resources on our website, because and we hear from people regularly who thank us because they found a certain physician in their state, or sometimes even out of the United States, who have been able to help them through their troubles.
And you give them very detailed information. I mean, not only the name of the doctor or the name of the facility, but the address, the phone number, the fax number, the email address, the website if they have one, and then a paragraph that describes the services that they offer. So, I mean, they couldn't get more information than if they had actually put in a request.
Yeah, because we find that different people are looking for different things, and they have preferences of one type of doctor over another. And so we want to make sure that they understand the basic practices that this practitioner offers.
And it's an international list.
It is an international list. Well, we try it because, again, this problem is such an international problem. And again, thank God for the website, or for the Internet, because it allows people from around the world to use the website.
And practitioners shouldn't be shy about trying to get on the directory.
No, we encourage that. We are glad to hear from psychiatrists and other physicians around the world who treat these, and other practitioners who treat these issues by addressing these underlying physical issues. And we're always glad to post them on there. And there are many good-hearted people who use their services to help people either get off of medication or to wean them down, to cut down their medication, or maybe to be able to avoid getting on medication in the first place.
You know, I had pulled out a couple of testimonials that I was hoping you could sort of refer to. If you can do it quickly, that would be nice. There are like three here. There was one from somebody who was a bipolar first of all, they got diagnosed with Lyme disease and received IV and IM Rocephin, or antibiotic treatment, and the majority of their rapid cycling disappeared. They used light therapy, excluded sugar, artificial sweeteners. He runs down very nicely the different things that he had to do to change his condition.
That's a beautiful example right there of the very many things that can affect the mind that get completely ignored by people who usually get psychiatric treatment, or by practitioners in psychiatry. All of the things you named, Lyme disease can cause psychosis, and it can cause severe depression, and it's commonly known to cause what they call bipolar disorder type symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes untreated, or sometimes people need longer treatment than others, it can definitely cause problems. The artificial sweetener, for some people, this can cause severe depression, and it can cause also bipolar symptoms. A lot of people don't recognize that they're getting depressed after they've had a Diet Coke. You know,
mm-hmm.
not to pick on Coke, any
no,
diet soda.
No, not at
you know.
All. Everybody's different.
Everyone exactly. What doesn't bother one person can be devastating for another person. There's a man who, or monosodium glutamate, for example. That's another
mm-hmm.
one that can have a terrible effect. I knew a man who went unconscious when he ate monosodium glutamate. He had like 30 episodes in his life. So he had to learn about how much is in the various foods we eat. And then the diet issues. Absolutely, diet plays a major role for many people in mental issues. Again, I talked about the blood sugar issues is a major factor in depression, anxiety. A lot of people don't realize their anxiety is connected to the fact that they have blood sugar issues. And they once they normalize their blood sugar, they feel a world different, completely different. And again, also anxiety for many women in the menopausal, perimenopausal area. Mm-hmm. Hormones play a role in anxiety and depression.
Oh, good. That was another testimonial you have on the site from Shirley, age 59. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how she'd been categorized as slow as a child. So she was afraid of everything and felt very hopeless. And then as an adult, when menopause set in, that created more imbalances, and it wasn't until she was in her 50s that she got treatment through Pfeiffer, through the Pfeiffer Treatment Center, and through vitamins and all of this, learned that she could actually love. I mean, it's a wonderful story. I wish I could go through all of these different testimonials, but there's not enough time. Okay, so they have these testimonials, which are wonderful. I mean, a lot of testimonials that cover a lot of different conditions, from ADHD to schizophrenia to depression to mental disorders, that behavioral disorders that children would have. Panic disorder, partial missing brain, psychoses. It covers the waterfront. And then within the categories, you have several different testimonials. And then they have patients' rights groups. You have a link for patient rights groups. I feel this is really critical, especially when people suffering with or dealing with psychosocial issues get caught up in the criminal justice system. You know, a lot of times they seem like they're driving under the influence, and they may not be, or they are, whatever. But, these things, they have no one to advocate for them or, to guide them through the system. And you provide a lot of resources for that. They go on health organizations, support groups for family members. Family members, loved ones, they need to know that there are people they can go talk to, to deal with the things that they're trying to do to support these various conditions, the people with these different conditions.
Yes, and one of our best resources is the articles. We have over 100 articles on the website for people to learn about these things.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program was brought to you by Nature Sunshine. Nature Sunshine offers an extensive line of high-quality nutritional supplements. Whether you're looking for a multiple vitamin, a boost to your immune system, weight loss support, or an herbal combination specific to your health concerns, they can help. Get on the road to a healthier life with Nature Sunshine. There's a link for that also on my site, www.amtherapies.com. We'll be back with Dan Stratford, founder of Safe Harbor and thealternativemedicine.com.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, at my new time, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. I want to say it again. It was alternativementalhealth.com. And, you know, you don't hear me talk about products like Nature Sunshine and Mangosteen often. So if I did, there's a reason. I told you last week that my mentor went and visited different factories that produce multiple, you know, different types of herbal supplements. And he was very impressed with Nature Sunshine. And so he, you know, recommended that all of his students use those supplements when they test their clients and or make recommendations. So that's why I have that link for Nature Sunshine. And I feel the same way about Mangosteen. But you can get information on the website for all of that. Okay, back to Dan Stratford from Safe Harbor. I want to get this in. We are going to start a chapter of Safe Harbor here in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. So people, you will be able to get information, and you can use that 610-660-7710 number to get information as Safe Harbor grows here in Bala Cynwyd. I wanted to make sure I got that in.
Bless your heart,
Dan. And is there something, do you have some final words of wisdom that you would like to share with our listeners?
I would just like to say that mental health is something, actually strikes, is something we all need to take care of with ourselves. And, I really want to strongly encourage people to go to the website if they need help, or even just do a general internet search, or look for books. There's a lot of books out there on non-drug treatments for mental health. You can definitely improve mental health and restore mental health through non-drug means and through healthy means, and you can get back on track. So I just want to encourage people, there's tremendous hope out there. Sometimes it may be something really simple. You just don't have the information. So get the information and help yourself to some of the great treasures that are out there.
I think something else that's wonderful is that for people who are very concerned and want to make sure they're aligned with a psychiatrist when they deal with this kind of thing, there are resources where there are psychiatrists who will take you through the process of adjusting medication or weaning you off medication and doing it in a very healthy and a very safe way.
Absolutely.
You can, since it is a not-for-profit organization, please make donations. If they want to make a donation, who should they contact?
They can just go to our website, and there's contact information and mailing information on the website. We're Safe Harbor. We're located in Altadena, California.
I think it's 787 West Woodbury Road, number 2.
That's correct.
Altadena, California, 91001. There's a phone number, 626-791-7868. You know, there are a lot of people who still are not very much into the Internet.
That's
so
true.
Sometimes we have to just give them this information, and I want to make sure I don't leave them out. Let me see. There, not only are there articles, you can also volunteer in some of these chapters, so don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
And again, thank you so much, Dan, for coming and spending this time with us, and I hope to have some more guests from, you know, affiliated with Safe Harbor down the line come and talk with us. You know, I think it's very important.
I look forward to that. Thank you so much, Parthenia.
Okay, and you have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, our herb of the day is fenugreek, part used medicinally are the seeds. Phytochemicals include beta-carotene, beta-cystosterol, rutin, saponin. Amino acids include, nutrients include amino acids, calcium. I'm trying to get ujjayi in, ladies and gentlemen. Essential fatty acids, folate, iron, and magnesium. It acts as a laxative, according to Balk and Balk. And the oil of fenugreek has a maple-like flavor. Okay, and now it's time for our yoga, ujjayi.
Ujjayi, breathing with sound, first stage. Ujjayi breathing helps to overcome tension and to vitalize the body in general. and the nervous system in particular. It relieves depression and may induce deeper states of consciousness. If properly guided, it is very helpful. The meaning of the word ujjayi is that which leads to success. The traditional method for inhaling through both nostrils and exhaling through the left nostril seems to practically double the duration of exhalation. Technique: sit in any comfortable meditative pose. Raise the chest first while inhaling, then imagine the expansion of the rib cage and then the abdomen. Keep the abdomen slightly contracted. Then follow the reverse order in exhalation. Contract the abdomen, rib cage, and finally the chest, but without too much movement of the chest. Take the breath in with a partial closure of the glottis, as a person does in snoring, but in a smooth, rhythmic, controlled way. Then exhale with the sound. You could try this method to produce the proper sound. Exhale through your mouth with a sound. Now, do the same with your mouth closed, and exhale through your nose. After mastering the exhaling phase, try inhaling with sound. It is suggested that beginners only practice the inhaling and exhaling phases using both nostrils, with a natural pause between the two. Learn to breathe with sound rhythmically and smoothly with both nostrils. Slowly, gradually increase the duration. If a nostril is so clogged that you cannot breathe properly, then learn nasal cleansing techniques from your teacher. Exhale first before you start inhalation. Close your eyes and attend to the sound you produce. Repeat 10 times or so, increasing gradually only if you are comfortable. Pay attention to your breath.
Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 AM and simulcast on the internet. Next weekend, July 7, 2007, my guest will be Flip Flippin, author of The Flip Side, Break Free of the Behaviors That Hold You Back. That's a New York Times and USA Today bestseller. At that show's end, we will discuss the herb feverfew and the asana Adho Mukha Virksasana. Listen to the program live on your computer by clicking the Seventh Wave Network link on my site. Also, find out about rebroadcasts and archived shows. They archive them on the Seventh Wave Network. Interested in advertising on the program? There's a link for that on my homepage also. Email inquiries, resumes, and or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com or mail them to the office at 2 Bala Plaza, Suite 300, Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, 19004. You can also find out what alternative medicine therapies offers, iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, psychosocial consultations, online coaching. I welcome your participation in my blog, Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.
To be more manageable.
Or would they feel differently?
Something.